Hey marketers, if you want to get the latest news, trends, and insights in marketing, advertising, and tech, check out the Adweek Podcast Network. Learn from leading voices across media and marketing with original shows like Yeah, That's Probably an Ad, Marketing Vanguard, and Tech Magic with Kathy Hackle. Start listening now by searching Adweek wherever you listen to podcasts.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/generate to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/generate. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey there, are you ready to elevate your personal brand or company? Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for video content and audience building. Imagine growing your brand organically on social media without the hassle of editing videos for hours. With Viral Growth, it's a breeze. They handle the brainstorming, scripting, and editing while you simply just hit record. And don't worry about your niche. They cater to everyone, from business and marketing to health and wellness. Are you ready to make waves in the social media realm? Visit viralgrowth.io and use code ADWEEK, that's ADWEEK, all lowercase, and get 10% off your plan. And hello, everybody. How you all doing? This is the crossover you all didn't know you needed. We have Molly, who is host of Champions of Change. And now we have Luz, the host of Yeah, That's Probably an Ad. And we are here to talk all things Super Bowl, chaos, and everything between. How are we doing, guys?
We're stressed.
Actually, I think we're thriving.
Yes. We are tired, but thriving. Yes. But I agree. This is the collab that we never knew we needed.
Wait, what are we going to call it?
Yeah, that's probably a champion.
Wait. Yeah, that's probably an influential champion of change.
Yes. Done. Boom. There we go. Trademark it.
Before we get started, guys, what's everybody been listening to on repeat, music-wise?
Ooh, wow. Always Taylor Swift. But Tate McRae's album's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I usually have Doja on or Mac Miller. Or Monster Jam soundtrack. Ooh. That is not my choice. Obviously, Hot Wheels soundtrack.
I think lately I've been listening to Noah Kahan and Taylor getting ready for her new album, April 19th.
So exciting. I'm not even a Swiftie, guys, and I'm excited.
Tortured Poet Department. Poets Department.
I love how we all thought we were getting Reputation. She's like, no, guys, I'm taking it to the next level. You're getting a new era.
Amazing. Like,
that's why you should never settle. Taylor taught us to never settle because we all were like, oh, we'll just take Reputation. And she's like, no, new era.
Okay, but also Reputation is not settling. That album is fire.
No, it's everything. But I'm saying that we were expecting just like a re-release. And she's like, no, you're getting more.
The woman does not sleep.
Love
I know.
Her.
And she's a PR machine. Honestly, that's what fascinates me the most.
I mean, marketing expert, can you think of a stronger brand than Taylor Swift?
No.
None.
She is America's sweetheart.
And the fact that she dropped the movie in the middle of, like, the tour.
Yeah. Super boss.
Like, iconic. Legend. The moment. Also, before, I want to start drama. Who's everybody's favorite Kelsey?
There's only two
There's
of them.
Only, yeah.
You could say the mom or the dad, too.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I don't know. I'm like, Travis is, yeah, I would say Travis.
I think also Travis. But, I mean, Jason did kind of win my heart with the, like, shirt off, beer in hand, boring in the suite.
No, I'm a huge Jason fan. And then I also didn't know that his wife has a thing called e-gals.
I didn't know
like,
that.
It's
what
like
is
a,
that?
For all the wags on the Eagles.
Uh-huh.
And I was going down that TikTok rabbit hole the other night, and I was like, wait, I want to be part of this so bad.
Are you
going
to be a wag?
I'm like, do I need to enter the wag?
Yes, that's community
I
want to
be
right
at that party. Because I was watching their white elephant party, and like, it was a whole vibe. I was just like,
wow.
And I also love how she's also a woman in sports. Like, she's an athlete as well.
Yes. Like,
they're my favorite. Jason and his wife are my favorite. Like that's just,
I gotta look into them.
They're everything.
We'll probably know more after Super Bowl.
Okay, since you all are sports icons.
As Luz does literally a spit take.
Where can people watch this? Because there's too many streamers, and who has cable? So, like, where can we watch?
Molly. Some people do still have cable. Not me, but some do, I've been told, sources say. But you can watch this year's Super Bowl. CBS has the broadcast rights to it, so it'll be on CBS, simulcast on Paramount Plus for the streamers out there. And then for the first time, there'll be an alternate broadcast on Nickelodeon. It's going to be family-friendly. My editor, Bill, is insisting on calling it a Slimalcast. It's an alternate broadcast, but yeah, those three.
I love that. And honestly, Paramount's been killing it with their marketing with Peppa Pig and like all the different Nickelodeon. I've been dying. Like, I feel like this is the – and SpongeBob's opening it, singing like the iconic song that he had. I'm just like – this is what we've been missing in the world. Yes. Like, I feel seen.
Yeah.
Like, I need this.
I wonder what the move, Molly, maybe you already know, but, like, I wonder what the move is with the Nickelodeon stream. Like, is it to, like, reach the kid audience early on or to, like, do, like, a family activation? Because everyone's super hyped about this.
Yeah, so basically the strategy there is it opens up new audiences for the NFL. And it's very family-friendly, and it's different advertisers too, right? So when you're buying the ads across CBS and Nickelodeon, it's usually one buy, but there's about 15 to 20 spots that'll be unique only to Nickelodeon. There's categories that are excluded and everything, but they've had a lot of success with the Nick simulcast. The NFL likes it because they get different eyeballs on it. They did it on Christmas. They've done it for a couple other games. So
cool. And smart play.
Also, like, I'm curious to see, like, what kind of ads are going to be on the Nickelodeon one. Like, I feel like they can't have, like, the typical, like, I don't know. Like,
you're right. Like adult
alcohol.
Humor.
Like, I feel like it's going to be, like, Trolls, Pet Patrol.
Yeah. Maybe it's, like, Paramount announcing new seasons or new shows.
New shows
or, like,
and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Molly, do you have any inside scoop?
Alcohol is excluded, so you will not see the Budweiser Clydesdales on the Nickelodeon broadcast. And things like sports betting and like that are not going to be on the Nick broadcast.
Okay. Mm. I know. I'm curious to see what it'll be.
But that's a good point you brought up, like, new shows. Like, if they're going to just, like, kind of push. Like, I know there's a new – I can't remember the show – but there's, like, a whole bunch of new, like, Paramount content coming out. So I wonder if it'll just be, like, lots of that. Toys, like, typical, like, Nickelodeon ads. Or if they'll, like, or if any brands worked on specific ones for the Super Bowl that are, like, kid-targeted, like, 12 and under or something.
Yeah.
So that should be interesting.
Which broadcast are you guys watching?
Nickelodeon, obviously.
I'll be watching the Televisa Univision one because this is the second time the Super Bowl is streamed in Spanish, but I believe the first time for Televisa Univision, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It was on ESPN Deporte before.
Ah, okay. So we're giving it some love. We'll be watching it here. Maybe I'll be watching by myself. I don't know. But, yeah. But, no, I'm actually really excited to see that because my experience there has been I watched the Super Bowl last year when I was in Chile, and I was like, oh, I wonder what the ads are going to look like. It was the same commercial over and over. So it was just, like, interesting to see, like, internationally what it was. But I'm excited to see, like, what brands are going to show up this year.
That's a really good story idea, kind of comparing the ads that you see on CBS, Nickelodeon, and Televisa.
Yeah. Like, is there going to be, like, a sequential play? You know, like, is there going to be, like, the same brand showing up, telling the same story, different story, hopefully, because it's catering to a different, you know, different cultural nuances. So I'm excited for that.
We're going to have to talk Monday morning.
We are.
And then also, like, I wonder, like, are they going to do any, like, native ads, like, that are, like, actually shot versus, like, you know, the typical, like, they just changed the translation. Like, I wonder if it's going to be, like, one specifically for Televisa Univision, like, instead of just doing the, like, typical just translating an ad.
Yeah, I hope so, because I just feel like the whole translating an ad thing, like, just never works. And it's not even worth, like, the price tag. Yeah. So, yeah, I hope peeps put in the effort. We'll see.
And speaking of other Super Bowl things, I want to talk about halftime. How do we feel Usher's doing it? And he just announced his tour, so you guys, like,
because
I wanted to see him in Vegas, and so, like, now that he announced his tour, like, I'm so hyped. Like, I wonder what song he's gonna open with. Like, is he gonna open with Yeah, or is he gonna, like, start off with, like, his, like, classic, like, '90s ones, and then, like, work through, or, like, is he gonna bring out, like, Alicia Keys for, like, My Boo?
Yeah,
like, I wonder, like, who's gonna join him, and, like, how that.
I know. I'm curious, too. But that would be awesome to start with Lil Jon.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Who do we think he's going to bring out? Because he's worked with everybody.
I feel like Lil Jon, definitely.
Yeah, I think so.
He has, too.
Maybe Alicia Keys. Alicia Keys
for like I would love to see Alicia Keys come out.
So iconic.
I feel like these are artists that, well, I don't know about Lil Jon, maybe, like, are catered to, like, mainstream America. I don't know. Hip-hop is big, so maybe, yeah. Like, yeah, maybe people, he'll bring out, like, those folks.
And I don't know if this is a fever dream or something I or that's, like, real, but I heard Lil Jon's coming out with meditation music.
Yes, I did see that.
What? Okay, so it is real. Like, I read it, like, real. early morning. I was like, is this... Am I seeing this or is this?
I mean, I need to confirm my sources, but I definitely saw it in IG.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Apparently that's happening. Like,
I totally missed this.
Like, I wonder if that's going to go, like, to the windows, to the wall, to the yoga mat on my. Like, what?
Don't finish that sentence.
Oh my God.
Yes. Okay. Also, do we think Travis and Taylor are going to get engaged? I don't think so. And I honestly, if it was me, don't propose to me at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, you have your moment and then let's have ours. Like, after the fact, like, don't do it here.
Yeah, I hope not.
Right? I really hope not.
Yeah.
I don't see it. I see a May proposal, but I don't see it right now.
Yeah. I mean, if it's, like, the real deal, then they'll do it in private, like how they've said. You know what this reminds me of? When at Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner, like, canoodling at the Oscars or whatever, and that was all I saw on my feed. And I was like, I care about the movies getting recognition. So I would imagine this is what football fans would feel like if it got taken over by that headline.
I think you and I have very different social feeds. During the Oscars, I saw nothing about Timothy.
It kept showing up on my feed.
I saw the same thing.
Yeah, I was like, get this out of
like,
here.
Y'all have forced Timothy on me. Also, I saw that it's pronounced Timotei.
Oh, I did not
I
know
that. I hate
that.
sorry, Timotei. I hate that.
Y'all have forced him on me where I'm now a fan. Not that I didn't dislike him or whatever, but like, I always thought he was just like, you know, just there. But y'all have forced him on me and... Now he and Jacob already have me in a chokehold.
I mean, he is pretty talented, like, too.
Obsessed. Molly has thoughts.
I mean, I'm still thinking about how the comparison between him and Taylor Swift and NFL fans, because if you look at the actual numbers, though, if you look at the numbers, like, it's an average of 45 seconds of airtime of Taylor Swift during a 60-minute game. Like, get over it. You see other players' wives and girlfriends on the sidelines. People are just mad about Taylor because she's oversaturated in the media right now.
Yeah.
It's way less than people think.
I mean, I definitely want to see her at the game, but to do a, like, a whole engagement, I would say would just, like, completely...
Oh,
like,
I would hate that.
Yeah.
It would just seem fixed, in my opinion, because it's like...
It would definitely feel like a PR play.
Yeah. 100%.
No, I definitely want to see her there, like, get... Okay. I don't know. That's what... Yeah.
I got you.
Molly was trying to scrap. No, Yeah, I just don't want an engagement because I just feel like it takes over the game headline.
They've also only been together since the summer.
Like, yeah.
It's super weird. Fine. It does not need to happen in January.
It's going to be a May proposal. Everybody come back and listen to it. It's going to be a May. He's proposing in May. I feel it. I know it in my heart. He's proposing in May. It's going to happen.
Let's see. We should start a poll.
Like, I see it happening. Also, I need her to drop the link to the custom jacket she wore that one of the wives made.
Yeah. Talk about young influential. Like, that woman. Yeah.
Did you see she signed a deal with the NFL now?
Did
she? Gets the
wait, what?
That's amazing.
Whoa.
That's amazing.
She deserved it.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, let's get into ads. What's our favorite ads that we've seen so far? I like the Uber Eats David Beckham one. That was funny.
Hilarious. What, like, taking advantage of the cultural moment. I love that one. And I know this is probably an unpopular opinion, but I really like the Etsy ad. Like, the most.
Wait, tell us about it. I haven't seen it.
It was just like a fun play on like just what their product is. Like basically it's, you know, the U.S. is trying to figure out what gift to give back to France after they gifted them the Statue of Liberty. And it's like, oh my God, this is such a grand gesture. Like, how are we ever going to repay this? And then they send like a cheese board. You know, the board is from like Etsy. It was bought on Etsy. And then, so I just feel like if you can like showcase your product in such a natural way in like a store. Story like that. I don't know. I just thought it was fun.
I give you one Statue of Liberty. You give me one cheese board.
Yeah. Don't look at the price tags. But yeah.
My favorite so far is the Dove ad. It's they're back in the game for the first time in 18 years. And I mean, we know I'm a sports fan. I host Champions of Change. But I love, love, love this ad. Because, I mean, today is Girls and Women in Sports Day. Ooh. And... it focuses on the study that found that 45% of girls drop out of sports by the time they're 14 because of low body confidence. So the ad starts with a montage of young girls falling in various sports set to It's a Hard Knock Life. And then about halfway through, it tells you that statistic. The music stops. The girl gets back up. And then she jumps in the water, like, ready to go. And I just, like, it's so simple but so empowering.
Yeah.
So I think there's, especially with the Taylor Swift effect, with more young girls watching sports, I think it's going to be really, really powerful.
Yeah. We have a voice piece coming out on this, actually, like, just, like, women in sports and just, like, why brands should be paying closer attention. Like, you see makeup brands like e.l.f., like, you know, catering to them, and they have a spot coming out during the game. So I completely agree. And then, oh, my God. I keep losing my train of thought. Just cut me.
It's been a long week.
Yeah.
It's fine. Wait, I'm trying to think of any other ones. Let's see. I know Narita has one with Addison Rae, who also, I'm going to ignore that part. You guys, her EP, Bops.
I got to
listen to Charlie X. She has, like, To Ooh, Die For, like Charlie XCX. Like, because the songs got leaked on TikTok last year, and everybody was like, wait, is this Addison Rae? Bops. Nothing but bops.
Wow.
So good, so good.
I'm so,
so
out of this
If you
loop.
See her ad, go look up her EP on, I was going to say on TikTok, but.
Spotify.
And you guys, so good. Nothing but bops on there.
Wow. Watch it out. Yeah, I'll listen to it for sure.
Who else has ads that I like? I'm excited to see what e.l.f. did. Like, I feel like e.l.f. had a big year. Like, they had their, like, moment in Mean Girls, the musical movie. I just feel like they're now, like, they've had so many products go viral on TikTok. Like, I feel like they're really in the moment and they're really in their moment. And I feel like them being on Investing Super Bowl showing that they're not just some, like, drugstore brand, that they want to be taken serious as, like, a beauty and skincare brand. And I feel like this is such a good stage and platform to, like, put them on in front of a wider scale.
I use their primer. I really like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I use their cleansers.
Yeah. Going back to the Dove spot that Molly mentioned before, this is, I feel like Dove is another brand that walks the walk, you know, because they just had that, like, Nike partnership too. They funded research, and that was, like, in the works for 2 years, more over 2 years.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's just like, I feel like Dove definitely deserves to be in the Super Bowl lineup.
Yeah, and that's the genesis of their whole ad, the joint study they did with Nike. I mean, I can talk about girls and women in sports all day.
We'd love to hear it.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear it. Who are you, who's your favorite right now? Pop off.
I need a little more direction.
who are you watching in sports? Like, who, like, what woman is, like, killing it right now?
Oh, right now? It's Caitlin Clark.
Tell us about her with our audience.
She is the star of the Iowa basketball team.
I've heard of her.
If even Luz has heard of her, Caitlin Clark is going off. I actually just got back from Chicago because I flew to go see her play Northwestern. I took my parents. But she's about to break all the records. She's on track to, it might happen on the Super Bowl. That's the earliest projected to break the all-time NCAA scoring record. She's averaging 32 points a game. And she might even break Pistol Pete's record that was set in the 70s for all-time scoring.
Is she the one who's like, I think compared to Steph Curry,
like
with the three-pointers, that's wild. Yeah, yeah, to put it in
perspective. I was watching a broadcast the other day. She shot from the logo again, and the announcer was like, you got to start guarding her when she gets off the bus. You can't do that.
I love that.
But no, it's been really cool to see, like, Fox has most of the broadcast rights to the Big Ten. But, like, Peacock has some of it, too. Like, Fox told me, and you can see it, they've moved a bunch of their games from FS1 onto Fox proper. And they just had the most watched women's college, regular season college basketball game for them of all time. That was Caitlin Clark versus Maryland. So it's been really cool to see that. And advertisers are getting super into it, too. Like, State Farm, she's got deals with State Farm, Gatorade, Bose. Like,
it's amazing.
She's 22 years old.
We love
Also, her number is 22. It's the Taylor Swift effect, the Caitlin Clark effect.
22, Caitlin's version.
I was going to say, she's the Taylor Swift basketball.
No, she's selling out. Like, it's everywhere she goes, it's record crowds. Like, Northwestern, when I was there, they'd never sold out a women's basketball game.
Wow.
There were three lines 3 hours long.
Oh, my God.
That is, like, the Swift
crazy.
Effect.
That
yeah.
Is.
No,
crazy.
It is. They played a game against Virginia Tech in the beginning of the season in Charlotte, North Carolina, where neither of these teams play. And it was the most attended women's basketball game in the entire state ever.
That's
and
incredible.
It brought in $10 million
That's
in
crazy.
Revenue to the Charlotte area. It's Whoa. Insane.
Yeah. But I just think of, like, the impact that'll have on, like, the next generation of, like, girl athletes.
Okay, watch one of the games soon because the broadcasters do a really good job of showing all the little girls in the stand that, like, holding up signs. They're like, I drove 6 hours to see Caitlin Clark. Like, it's Really empowering. And I mean, there's a million and one phenomenal basketball players out there too in women's college basketball right now. Like, I mean, you've got Angel Reese, Georgia Amor, like the Carmelo Cardoso, Cameron Brink. Like, there's so many superstars out there. So I don't want to just say Caitlin Clark because it's, I mean, what's happening in women's college basketball right now is phenomenal.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I know this is the Super Bowl episode. I just had to go on my little.
we welcome rabbit holes, yeah. Deep dives, off the books.
This is a crossover episode.
Yeah,
so
it's the
that
crossover.
Makes
we
total
give the
sense.
Kids what they want.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark, if you want to come on Champions of Change, I'll clear my schedule.
Yeah.
Done. Also, I'm glad that like now college athletes can get paid and do sponsorships. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like a lot of departments and like would just use them to be like, oh, this is why we need more money. And like, they would never see any of that. And so I'm so glad now they can like do sponsorships with like Dove and like Pantene and like so many more. And kind of like, because college is expensive. And also, these schools are making profit off of them. And it's like they should get a piece of the pie.
Yeah. Name, image, likeness. It's a game changer.
Yeah.
Like it is. Okay, now I want to talk about Taylor's new album. All right, guys, we're coming back. So what do we, like, we saw the track list. She released it. What's the vibe do we think it is?
I'll let you answer, Molly. I'm a fan, but I'm not a Swiftie hardcore.
I think Joe Alwyn might need to enter witness protection.
Wow.
The London Boy to So Long London Pipeline. Oof.
Ooh.
And that's track 5, So Long London.
And then, wait, hold up. Let me, because there's also one on here where I was like, yo, wait, where is it? Hold up. Hold the butter. Where is it? Which one is it? It's the, also there's a girl on TikTok who,
she leaked it.
Yeah. And I'm like, who is this woman?
I honestly think I can fix him. No, really, I can.
That's going to wreck all of us.
That is going to wreck all
giving,
of us. I'm going to listen to that.
That's giving like,
we all
have too well
that.
10 minute version. That's about to wreck everybody.
This entire track list is giving All Too Well 10 minute version.
Like, Love of My Life. I feel like that's going to be a self-love song.
Yeah.
I think so.
It's going to be a self-love song.
Honestly, I have to credit. Like, you know, when I became a Taylor Swift fan, like, I was, first of all, I've always been impressed by her PR team. Like, just like the brand that's been built and everything.
Shout out to Tree Pain. Been with her since the beginning.
That's amazing. And that's why it's been so consistent and so strong. But then I watched the Netflix documentary about her songwriting skills, mm-hmm. and just watching her in action. Like, she is the real deal. Cause you can, like, from the outside, you can think, like, okay, that her PR team just, like, built this robot, you know, and, like, that appeals to the masses and everything, but no, she's like the real deal. You got to see her and like be outspoken about politics and just taking a stance, and that's when I became a fan.
Miss Americana, it's on Netflix if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, I'm just mad they pulled Reputation stadium tour.
I wish I could tell you where it's landing next, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's like I need that to be released, and I need them to like allow us to buy the Eras Tour movie, because I'm not gonna
you can buy it, you just can't stream it.
What do you mean?
It's on demand right now. You can buy it.
But you can rent it. But it's yeah. Like, I want to like own it.
Oh, I got you.
And it's like, because I've had friends who are like, oh, we rented it 6 times. I'm like, girl, I'm not popping out 20 times 6. What is that?
I do love Taylor, but she's the ultimate capitalist.
But but
girl's got to make some money.
To be fair, when she did her like for the movie The Popcorn Tin in the Cup, it came with a cup. It came with like the popcorn and versus. Somebody else, don't fact check me, might have been just my AMC, they made you buy the popcorn and the merch separately.
Wow.
Versus Taylor's came with the large popcorn and the large drink.
That's fascinating.
So she does give.
She gives, she taketh.
The woman giveth, the woman taketh. Okay, everybody, I want to talk about my favorite Kelsey again. Why is it, tell me why Jason Kelsey Why is he your favorite? Because they have a podcast together, and it's just like...
Yeah, New Heights.
He's just so wholesome. And, like, I love seeing brothers play. Like, we had the Mannings, like, back in the day.
Back in the day. They have a deal with ESPN. You can see them every Monday night.
Also, there's 3 of them. Did not know that. I knew it was Eli and Peyton, but I didn't know about their other brother, Cooper. And he's really funny.
Wow.
Cooper he was hosting some show and he's really funny.
Wait, but okay, with Jason Kelsey, like I saw him do the whole like rip the shirt open and all that. And like, is that genuinely his personality or was that for like show?
I think it
I
is.
I feel like it's genuinely
okay.
him.
Like it wasn't just for like. Travis Kelce's brother, type. You know.
He doesn't come across as that.
No? Okay. No, this is me not knowing anything.
No, I looked into it a little bit because I wasn't super familiar with him. Like, I'm familiar with the Eagles because Jalen Hurts was my fantasy quarterback. Like, I'm not an Eagles fan or anything. But I looked into it, and apparently the man loves his beer. Like, he joked after this that he had, like, 30 beers that day, which makes sense for that behavior.
Yes.
Which, not criticizing, love it for him. But I looked into it, and he's just like that, which is funny.
He needs a beer, partnership,
Bud Light.
Yeah.
I literally, my dad actually used to work for Anheuser-Busch way before it was Anheuser-Busch. It was when he worked for Labatt. And I texted him a photo of that because if you look at the photo, it's like it's Jason Kelce shirtless holding a beer with the Labatt Blue branding all behind him. And I was like, this is the best free PR they could have gotten.
It really is. Yeah. It really is.
Also, like, is retiring at 34 normal? Like, what's the given timeline?
He's retired?
Yeah, it looks like he's going to retire.
Who?
Jason.
Jason.
Oh.
Did I leak information?
No, I didn't know this. I didn't know that.
I mean, he could still come back, but it seems like he's going to retire.
Tom Brady did. He retired and came back like 3 times.
Well, that's
over.
That's Tom Brady.
That's Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Let's not slander. I don't want his fans to come after us.
He's that'll doing just fine. He's got to deal with Fox.
Luz, talk to me about your favorite shoes.
My favorite shoes are Nike Blazers. I love Nike Blazers.
What color?
And A1s. I'm like a white sneaker girly. And my husband hates that. He's a sneakerhead and he hates that I love white sneakers. But I'm like, I love like a nice, fresh, clean white shoe.
I'm literally wearing my white Forces right
yes,
now.
I know. I saw them in this morning's meeting. I love it.
Who is like killing the shoe? I know you said they like Nike, but who's killing it in like athletic shoes, basketball, like who's killing in the shoe game right now for you?
I feel like Nike always has like a hold on the industry, right, Molly?
Nike has a chokehold for sure.
Yeah. Adidas coming in hot second.
I like Adidas. I wear Superstars. I get a new pair of Superstars every year without fail because I wear them so much.
Yep. I would say Nike. And then, but honestly, you know what I've been showing up? But this isn't like to tie in with like trend and all that, but like the Hoka sneakers or whatever.
Ooh, I just got Hokas
on the community right now.
Yeah.
I just got Hokas for Christmas and like I love them. I just have them on all black. They are so comfortable. My back always hurts when I run and I think it might have actually been my old shoes because it doesn't hurt anymore.
Wow. This is what everybody says. Yeah. And it's not like a whole like trendsetter thing, but like people are just prioritizing comfort these days and they want that.
Like I feel like now that we're all having to be back in office, like I feel like the standards now through times of week, people are like, I want to still be comfy at work and kind of be stylish.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like kind of Crocs. The athleisure. Okay, Crocs. Like the Croc community, love y'all. Glad you guys are comfortable, but like we got to stop.
No,
I would not
comfy.
Be caught dead in Crocs.
Guys, haven't you seen the like the bling that you could put on it?
Not the charm.
Next, you're gonna tell me you want the like the over the knee UGG boots.
Oh,
yeah, UGGs. Okay, first I was of like all, over the UGGs knee boots, was but... never gone, so I'm sick of all the articles saying UGGs is back. They've been back. Baby.
Yeah, I feel
you
like
guys
I've
are
always
just
seen
catching
them.
Up. They've been back. Actually, they never left.
Yeah.
Let's cut the dialogue.
No, we're a big Crocs family, but I will say the game changer was we got it for my father-in-law, and we got him like little flashlights that you can attach.
Wait,
and like
wait, what?
That's super dope.
Wait,
yeah.
Flashlights?
Like little like flashlights that you can attach on the Crocs, and then you could see where you're going.
Wait, stop.
Does Nike or Adidas do that?
Wait,
no.
That's wait. I need to.
It's
see
giving
that.
Light up sneakers that toddlers wear.
We love
wait,
it.
Do you guys remember Wheelies?
No.
Oh, Heelys.
Oh, Heelys.
I was too scared to.
They got banned from my
the
middle
malls.
School.
They were and they got banned from the malls. Like I remember, like growing up in Texas, like kids were always like doing the wheelies around the mall, and like it would always annoy everybody. And I remember they would have the sign to be like. No wait, no wheelies. I'm like, this is really what we're being like worried about, like kids.
I wore them like every day in seventh grade at my middle school in Belgium, and we literally got banned from wearing them because I would be zooming down the hall, and I was like, "Well, I'm not late to social studies, am I?"
Oh God, wise ass.
Okay. Also, we were talking earlier. Everybody's favorite DCOM, sports related, because this is a sports episode. Oh,
you guys go
double teamed. With the two sisters.
You literally stole that from me. You did not remember the name of that when we were talking earlier, you jerk.
Molly, tell us why Double Team is your favorite.
It's about basketball.
Also, Motocross with...
Motocross.
Yeah, I was going to say. And what's the one with Frankie Muniz?
where he does like
Agent Cody Banks.
No, that's
not Disney though.
No. I'm talking the one where he did like the soapbox, like kind of car, like derby.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The like matchstick derby one.
Yeah. That was a Disney movie, I feel. Right?
I don't remember.
I want to say Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off, but that's not a sports related.
Maybe in the Fast Lane or something. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe.
I might have made that up.
If we're counting Cadet Kelly as a sports movie, 100%. Because there is definitely that scene where they have to do the obstacle course. That's a sport.
And the little like twisty thingy with the fake, where they go, they pop off with the
guns.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. they're like woo woo, and then they're playing that like cool song. They like pop off, and I'm like, go Hillary. I wish they would do that. Somebody do the Liz McGuire reboot.
We've all been waiting for this. Yeah. Like, it's so long overdue.
I'm tired. Somebody, Hulu, if you're listening, please pick up their phone.
Well, I mean, the only reason it didn't end up on Disney Plus was because it was supposed to be a realistic story about a woman in her 30s living in New York, and it wasn't, quote, family friendly enough for Disney Plus. But I will say, my friends and I were talking about this the other day. Is there an example you can think of like an actually good reboot of a series from our childhood that like did well?
No,
because we were talking about it with the news that Wizards of Waverly Place is coming back.
I'm kind of upset about that. Can I be honest? I'm going to come on record and say I'm upset about it. Leave it alone.
I will say Selena is only going to be in the first episode, so she knows.
Yeah.
But. Interesting. The first thing I thought was Boy Meets World, and then they did like Girl Meets World. Yeah, which I like watched a little bit of. It wasn't terrible, but like the reboots just never last.
I mean, they brought iCarly back. It's already canceled.
But they made like what, 4 seasons of iCarly?
I think 2.
Maybe the only one that works is like Blue's Clues.
But did that ever go away?
No, it didn't go away. But I feel like it's like resurging. Because I feel like it's got like
put on pot. And I like the new guy. He's cool.
Yeah, I love him. We watch the Blue's Clues movie every week. Yeah,
he's cool. Yeah. And the Zoe 101 reboot, it was like a freaking creator economy ad.
Oh, was it? Like all the creators on there?
Like, it was like Noah Beck, Charli D'Amelio's sister. It was like all them. It was like an ad. It wasn't even like a reboot. I was like, what are you guys doing? But then they did Zoe 102, the movie, like 2 or 3 years later, and then like whatever, but like they were positioning this like ad thing as like the reboot with like a new cast, and it was literally just like a creator economy ad.
I mean, yeah, that's probably an ad.
Yeah. Everything is an ad.
Everything's an ad.
Hey there, podcast fam. Are you ready to break free from the social media rut? Hold on to your hats, because we've got just the thing for you. Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for leveling up your online presence. Whether you're a personal brand or a company, they've got the tools and know-how to take you to the next level. With Viral Growth, forget about those endless hours of video editing. They handle everything from brainstorming to polishing your content, so you can just focus on being awesome. And guess what? We're hooking you up with a sweet deal. Use code ADWEEK for 10% off when you sign up. Ready to take your social media game to the next level? Head on over to viralgrowth.io and let's turn those digital dreams into a reality.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/generate to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/generate. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What kind of ads do you like?
I'm boring, but I love like the female empowerment ads, like Frida and what they do. But like, I just love Frida's branding and everything. I know you guys are looking at me with like,
no,
like,
no,
what
no, judgment.
Yeah,
a crossover.
Yes. And then you know what I really love, but they just redid. I think they rebranded and they're not doing this style anymore. But Airbnb, I always
the
loved
kid bedtime one with the like. Yeah. Yes. That was really good.
Yeah. But like, I liked the before with the photos and like, it was just like the photos of like a trip or whatever. And like, then with the like good music, I don't know. I just like kind of loved it. Always caught my attention. And I just love when you can tell whose commercial it is right from the beginning. And I always knew it was going to be Airbnb because they were consistent.
No, they're so good. What about you, Molly? What kind of ad's your favorite right now?
And we're talking Super Bowl. I'm glad that Budweiser brought the Clydesdales back. Really? I love that camp. Oh, okay. Listen.
The Bills are fighting.
Listen, is this Budweiser's strongest ad in the Clydesdales? No. But do I like it? Yes.
Wait, come at me. Explain to me, though, like, because I think I'm missing it. I'm missing, like, the significance. Like, is it because they've just been around for so long? Like,
they're so associated with the brand, right? They're so historical. I mean, I also love horses, so.
Oh.
Like, tell us about your horse journey.
Where do we start? I was a competitive horseback rider. Like I was the little girl obsessed with horses and had the photos in her bedroom, but I also was a competitive horseback rider all through high school and college. Yeah. So
I think it just didn't resonate with me. I'm not saying it's bad. It just didn't resonate.
My favorite
with me.
One of theirs though is from I think it was 2014 with when it was the puppy, the golden retriever puppy and the horses, and that one made me cry.
Yes, I remember that ad actually, and I did like it.
And the puppy from that ad is now the dog in this year's spot.
Oh, wait. Okay. That
go back and watch it again because it's looped all the way through.
Wow. Okay. We're continuing. Yes, a trilogy, like continuing the story. Okay. I could see it now.
Okay, my favorite. I'm gonna go like one of my favorite ads of all time. When Britney Spears did the Pepsi commercial and when all of them did I think they all did. It was like her, Pink, and they all did the We Will Rock You one with Beyonce.
Oh, yeah. Like the Gladiator one. Yeah. Yes, it was like female empowerment.
That was everything.
No, that was super boss.
A moment in time.
I think Pink was in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, speaking of Beyonce, did you see that Verizon's teasing that she might be in their Super Bowl ad?
Yep. We just broke the news this morning.
Because the thing about people. Beyonce doesn't just, it's not always about money with her. It's also about like brand alignment and purpose. Yeah. And she likes to have full creative control to like really bring her vision alive. So I'm just like, Verizon must have to like spend their whole like 2024 budget.
I know. I'm so curious. And Verizon
care to comment?
Yeah. Yeah, Verizon. If you're listening, like, yeah, send me a text. I'm a Verizon customer. I love the service. And my bill did go up a few dollars.
How do you think? Now it's making sense.
Yeah, it now makes sense. I will give you all a few extra money for Beyonce. Because I got the email and I was like, they're like, your bill's going up a little bit this month. And I'm like.
Wait, internet or phone?
I have phone.
Okay, I have internet, which is already expensive.
It's tough out here. Verizon, if you're listening, I could take another discount. but I was just like, that's odd. Like, why are we going up a little bit?
Yeah.
Like, out of nowhere. Beyonce. Makes sense. Also, she just announced her hair care line, Sacred, is how you pronounce it, I believe. If I'm not Beyonce, please reach out and comment. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure it's pronounced Sacred.
Maybe she'll be at Brand Week. Heard it here first. I'm just kidding. This is completely
Beyonce
speculative.
And Taylor.
This is not official.
Okay, guys, thinking about it, if Taylor were to launch a product, what do we think it would be? Because Beyonce's makes sense because Beyonce's like, I grew up with my mom, like, In the hair industry.
Maybe a red lipstick line.
Ooh, that could be good.
You know, I just feel like it's so trademark or like a whole lipstick line. But red is like the whole staple.
Yeah, her red lip.
Yeah.
She did have a perfume years ago.
So interesting. Everybody, I feel like everybody has a perfume at some point.
Like Ariana with her cloud ones. Billie Eilish has one.
I don't think Taylor would launch another perfume. Red lip, I could actually see that, though.
That'd be so
But cool. I also don't really just see her launching a product.
Yeah, she is the product.
I could see her maybe doing cardigans.
Really?
Like limited, but, like, with her, she's like Beyonce. They do with purpose. So it would have to be where, like, proceeds go to, like, Woman in STEM or, like, something.
Yeah.
Something, like, for a cause or reason. She's not going to just do it to do it. She's going to have, like, proceeds go towards X, Y, Z.
I mean, her merch store had cardigans for Folklore, and then she did the Speak Now cardigan, which I have.
Oh, I didn't know this was a thing.
Oh, yeah. It was it sold out so quickly
on the
merch store. Yeah.
I love those hot merch drops.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I feel like, if she did, it would be, like, something around there. I could see her doing a collab with, like, maybe MAC for a red lip, like how they've done like the Viva Glam with a few people.
Yeah.
But anything she does, it's always has to be like for real. It has to be, she's not going to just do something to do it.
Right.
It has to be for something.
She's a mastermind.
She is.
We love that.
PR machine.
What's your favorite Taylor song? Everybody go around.
Why would you ask
that? Yeah, I knew you were trouble.
What's your favorite right now in this moment?
But see, I'm not a Swiftie, so but I do love like I Knew You Were Trouble.
I mean, that one's great. Red Era. I mean, my Spotify Wrapped last year had Hits Different as my number one, which is impressive because it only went on streaming in like
2 days after.
Yeah, it was quick. it was real quick.
Wow, you are dedicated.
I posted my Spotify Wrapped, like the, just the top five, and it was all like, I got a lot of messages asking if I was okay.
What about you, Colin?
Right now, it's, I feel like Stay, Stay, Stay from Red. Is right now is my favorite. Favorite era will always be Fearless. But yeah, Stay, Stay, Stay right now is my favorite.
I gotta listen to these.
Favorite re-record?
Ooh, I mean Red. Red.
Wait, sorry. Okay, you go first and then I have a question. None. Okay. with this re-record though, like, did she put a different spin on these songs or did she, like, I know the whole, like, it had to do with the whole agreement thing and all that, like, but did she, like, redo it too?
The songs are pretty much exactly the same, just with her more mature voice. There's, like, one or two songs where she changed the lyric or slightly, but there's also extra songs on them that weren't on the original albums.
Got it. So. Okay. That she wrote back then, or they were new ones that she added?
She says she wrote them back then, and okay. Most of them, I believe her. There's a couple that I'm like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. I want to say something, but it's, like, it's too controversial, and I'll get my
say
take.
It.
I didn't like the 1989 re-record.
Molly, I think that's a pretty common take. I think it's like a lukewarm take. I liked it. I really, really liked the bonus tracks. Is It Over Now is like, actually, that's probably my favorite Taylor Swift song right now.
Because like, 1989 was like one of my favorite Taylor eras and albums. And one girl to me, it was kind of rude. She was like, I feel like she rushed it. And I was like, okay, you need to relax. Like,
watch what you say.
Yeah, I was like, all right, girl, like you agree with me, but like let's calm down. I will say I wasn't the biggest fan of Speak Now when it came out in 2010. And having the re-record come back out and me like properly like take the time and like go down. Because when the album came out in 2010, I actually skipped going out to Halloween with my friends to stay inside and listen to the album
as
all the
should.
Way through.
Wow. So dedicated.
I was dedicated.
Guys.
I was like, I don't want to go out. I literally got an iTunes gift card. Went, bought it, and, like, just listened to it the whole Halloween night.
Wow.
That's all I did. But, like, I took the time and, like, properly, like, played it all the way through. And I was like, no, Speak Now is that.
Oh, it's a brilliant album. And it's the only one she's written entirely by herself.
Wow.
I mean, she writes all her own songs but has co-writers on a lot of them. But she did that with Speak Now because when Fearless came out, she won Album of the Year for it. At the Grammys. And she got a lot of criticism saying, like, well, she doesn't actually write her own song. She doesn't deserve it. She was 19.
Mm-hmm.
So then she wrote Speak Now entirely on her own. So
that's crazy.
And now maybe I will listen to that.
It's great.
No,
I really
it's
like
so
Speak Now.
Good. Like
yeah.
Long Live.
Oh.
Enchanted, Back to December, Acoustic. No, that's Speak Now.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. Why did I think it was on Red?
Because she released a Red cover of it. The deluxe was Red.
You're right.
And
I'm a bad Swiftie.
And the Target exclusive was Red.
I think you're an excellent Swiftie.
Yes.
Thank you.
We don't criticize ourselves. And I will come on record and say I didn't like Reputation when it came out in 2017.
What?
I think it was ahead of its time. Like, I got into it during the pandemic Lovato. And when I took the time and, like, actually went through it, it was ahead of its time. If it came out right now, it would instantly be number one. But when it came out in 2017, I remember she was like, it wasn't on Spotify or any streaming for like a week or so, so it could like boost its up, like just strictly album sales. And I think because of that, it kind of messed with numbers and people were struggling because nobody had CDs and stuff. Like, we were all starting to stream in 2017. So I feel like that affected like how well it did. So I feel like if that whole like kind of like ploy wasn't around, like it would have done as successfully as it, like if it was dropped today.
Reputation is a near perfect album.
Like it's really good.
Well, it also, this was when she disappeared, right? She hadn't, mm-hmm. It was the longest she'd gone in her whole career without releasing new music. She released it, and like, I My criticism with it is, Look What You Made Me Do is a great song. Like, it's a bop, it's fun. But having that as the lead single is very misrepresentative of what Reputation as an album is. So I think that hurt it too. Girl has some choices with her lead singles. Like, mm-hmm. Leading Lover with Me, come on.
Oh my gosh, that one. Yeah, that one made me not like Lover. And like, that was like the first tour I was like, I don't want to go. Because Loverfest was only... in Boston.
Two in Boston and two in California.
And then LA. And then I was like, I don't want
to
go.
I had
like...
tickets to Boston. I was taking my younger brother.
What a time. And then, but I love Paper Rings off the album. That's my favorite.
Imagine if Taylor Swift now tried to only do 4 shows total.
Would not have, like.
No.
It just.
She would break the internet.
It's impossible.
Now she's doing 12 in a night, or 12 in a night, 12 in a city.
And that's I just hate how, like, we're having a fight for, like, concerts right now, just concerts at large. It's the Hunger Games now. They make it so hard. Like, you never get a code. It's always, like, so-and-so's, like, pre-sale. And it's just, like, they're making it too hard. Like, I need it to go back to, like, basics. Like, how Maggie Rogers did hers, where she sold them all at the box office and, like, called everybody and be like, come at this time and get it. They're making concerts too hard. And it's, like, kind of taking the fun out of, like, live music now by how hard it is to get tickets to things.
I agree. I actually try not to go to, like, big, big shows that much anymore because it's so hard to get tickets. I mean, I went to the Eras tour. I wasn't going to miss that. But I really prefer the smaller venues that are, like, standing, couple hundred people.
Yep.
It's much easier and it's much more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who have you seen lately, Luz, that you like? Or who do you want to see?
The last show I saw was Drake last year. Honestly, underwhelming. It was really underwhelming. Yeah. We were, like, not, you know, it just felt like in a day and age where, like, all these artists, like, they put on art, like, at concerts, I feel. So, like, we saw Kendrick the year before, and that I felt like I was experiencing something. And then with Drake, like, he just kind of had, like, stuff floating in the air, and he just, like, kind of came out on stage and performed. You know, like, you just want more. So that was my concert experience.
Yeah, I saw Eras Night 2 here in New York. Phenomenal. Best day of my life. Life-changing. But, like, I'm seeing Olivia Rodrigo this year, Blink-182. And it's just, like, thinking back, like, the way I had to fight to get those, I'm just, like, was unnecessary.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it just kind of sucks the fun. It's, like, by the time you get to the venue, you're, like, tired because you were just in battle.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like I just, like, fought, like, a narwhal.
They got to do something about that. Like, there's, like, a monopoly
It's got to stop. Yeah. And what up to the lawsuit? That the Swifties put out against the Ticketmaster. Like, where are we on that?
Yeah, what happened to
where
that?
Where are we on that? Yeah. Do you have any updates?
I don't. I'll have to look into it.
Like, where are we on that?
I don't know.
Like, because it really is getting out of control. Yeah. Like, full stop. It's getting out of control. Like, this has got to change. Like, it's ridiculous at this point.
Agreed.
To wrap us up, what's everybody looking forward to in 2024?
I don't know. I'm so tired.
It could
tired.
Be music or life-related. More sleep.
I don't know.
Well, I'm hopefully going to the women's Final Four in Cleveland. I'm waiting for approval on that, which would be really exciting. And my sister's getting married this summer, so I'm really, really excited for her wedding.
That's major.
I love that.
One thing that my son's hip-hop concert is coming up.
He's a little hip-hop, like, dancer. Oh, yeah. God.
I don't know if we're talking about family events. That's what's on my radar.
What's the mixtape called?
They're learning the dance now, so I don't know. It's kind of like break dancing, too. So there'll be, like, a whole uniform and outfit and everything, and that's coming up. So I'll drop you
so
guys.
Cute.
Yeah, I'll drop you guys some pics.
I need front row for that.
Yeah, for sure. I'll be up there with the camcorder.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, giving Mean Girls.
Yep.
Like the mom.
No, my husband will be, actually.
Oh, my gosh. Well, okay, guys, before we leave, tell everybody where they can find your shows.
Right on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Spotify and Apple Podcasts as well. I'm on hiatus right now, but we're coming back very soon for season 4.
Yeah, baby.
Are you ready for it, people?
Are you ready for it? And we'll be also going over Super Bowl ads, like the night of Super Bowl. Oh, yeah, with Molly.
Yep, I'll be on that too.
Yes, another crossover.
Can't get enough of me.
Yes, and so that'll be coming out Monday morning.
Alrighty, well, thank you guys for coming today and talking all things sports.
And Taylor.
And Taylor. Thanks, Colin.
Thanks for having us, Colin.
Thank you for listening to Young Influentials, part of the Adweek Podcast Network and Acast Creator Network. This podcast was produced by Al Manarino, executive produced by Chris Aaron, and edited by Lane McGibney at Bountiful Studios.
You can listen and subscribe to all Adweek's podcasts by visiting adweek.com/podcasts. Stay updated on all things Adweek Podcast Network by following us on Twitter at Adweek Podcast. And if you have a question or suggestion for the show, send us an email at podcast@adweek.com.
Hey there, are you ready to elevate your personal brand or company? Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for video content and audience building. Imagine growing your brand organically on social media without the hassle of editing videos for hours. With Viral Growth, it's a breeze. They handle the brainstorming, scripting, and editing while you simply just hit record. And don't worry about your niche. They cater to everyone, from business and marketing to health and wellness. Are you ready to make waves in the social media realm? Visit viralgrowth.io and use code ADWEEK, that's ADWEEK, all lowercase, and get 10% off your plan.